Well, I wished Winky Madad Shona Tova, which is Happy New Year. It's upcoming. And when we have a Jewish holy day, you know who one of our guests will be. It is going to be Steve Herzig, who is the National Director of Friends of Israel. He's a man who has actually written a couple of books. Tell us the books and how they can get a hold of them, Steve.
Well, thanks, Jimmy. The books are called Jewish Customs and Culture, and then Real Original, More Jewish Customs and Culture. Those are the two books.
And they can go to your website, right?
FOI.org. That's FOI.org, and they can get the books there.
And while you're there, you might want to sign up for their unbelievable magazine. It's a great magazine, Israel My Glory. It's just a terrific magazine, and it is worth making sure you get a copy or your subscription for it. Well, Steve, here we are. It's that time of the year again. The Jewish Holy Days beginning. We'll have a couple of programs over the next couple of weeks with you. Rosh Hashanah, the first of the fall feast, and according to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, this feast is Feast of Trumpets. Why the difference in the titles? We refer to it Rosh Hashanah, Rosh meaning, of course, the head or the new year, Shana. Why is it not called Feast of Trumpets?
Well, it's called a lot of different names, Jimmy. Primarily, the Bible talks about the shofar, blowing the shofar trumpet, and the call. That's the way it's worded in Leviticus. But through the years, as Jewish people celebrate it, especially as it relates to the new year, Rosh Hashanah, they have emphasized the fact that they're ushering in a new year and judgment and a lot of other things. So while the Bible calls it the Feast of Trumpets, really headlining into Genesis chapter 22 and Isaac and the horn that comes from the animal that's caught in the thicket, modern Judaism really centers in on being at the head of the year.
When they think about celebrating Feast of Trumpets, I know I've been in Jerusalem when this would happen, when thousands of Jewish men would go to the Western Wall Plaza with either their shofars or their trumpets, and they would sound them. Man, what a sound that was. Just thousands of trumpets or shofars sounding there in the city of Jerusalem at this special holy day. This is to call a solemn assembly because they're getting ready now to go into a very serious time with Yom Kippur. We'll talk about Yom Kippur a couple of weeks, but this is really a special time in preparation for that, isn't it?
Oh, Jimmy, you've caught it exactly right. Today, whether it's in Israel or New York City or wherever Jewish people are, repentance is the key word at Rosh Hashanah. The idea that in just a few days, 10 days from Rosh Hashanah, these are the days of awe. As Jewish people think about what they've done over the past year in terms of their deeds or mitzvot, commands, they realize that God is going to seal them in a book, either the book of life or the book of judgment. And most of them at this point in time are in what I call the book of neither. That is, they're not that bad that they're in the book of judgment, and they're not that good that they're automatically in the book of life. So Jewish people today are very conscious of a need to make sure with every fiber of their being to get in the book of life. And so you'll find them, especially observant Jews, taking very seriously, going back to people, asking for forgiveness, paying back debts, doing things that will at least give them a hope of being sealed in that book.
When they have this celebration in the family, and this is somewhat of a family celebration, they take apples and dip them into honey. What's that all about?
Well, you see, the desire is for a sweet New Year. Jewish people and food, and I certainly am a testament to that, food's pretty important. And we center food in on various holidays, and so apples and honey become real important. The idea is, as we eat the apples and honey and challah, which is the typical Sabbath bread, and dip it into the honey, it's a sincere desire that not just us, but our family, our friends, all will have a sweet year as they hopefully are in God's book of life.
Well, and indeed, trying to get into God's book of life, you were talking about the times when these Jewish people will go to maybe non-Jews even. I've received calls when I'd be in some part of the world from Jewish friends who live in Jerusalem, actually, asking me to forgive them for the way they may have offended me during this last year. And that's a part of getting into the Book of Life, but are there other activities they're involved in as well during those 10 days of awe?
Oh, there's all kinds of, certainly asking for forgiveness. Forgiveness, repentance is a big deal. Certainly going to a running stream, according to the prophet Micah, in verse 18 it says, "Who is God like unto thee?" in verse 18, and then at the verse 19 end it says, "And thou will cast their sins into the depths of the sea." There's this desire to see their sins removed as far as east is from the west. So that could be anything, not just asking for forgiveness, but paying back loans, but by treating people who they might have thought they were, where their personality wasn't great, trying to change, making certain commitments to God to change their behavior, including some Jewish people declare they're going to try to be better observant Jewish people at this time. There's, depends on the individual, but certainly there's a desire to make themselves better.
Steve, I always want to ask you, how, as Christians, can we use this special Jewish holy day to introduce our wonderful Savior, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, to our Jewish friends?
Oh, Jimmy, I really appreciate knowing you ask that question all the time. I can tell you through testimony after testimony of Gentile believers who have told me that by simply sending a card, giving a greeting, taking a shift for a person who so they could be off for work, those, any of those kinds of things, and saying, "Hey, I realize this is your new year. It's a significant time for you. I trust that God will richly bless you." You could either say that or write that, provide a card for them. By doing very simple things like that, Jewish people become aware of you as a person, that you would recognize their holiday and really, really appreciate it, knowing they live in a Gentile-majority country. They really appreciate something like that.
It is really neat what the Book of Romans, chapter 11, verse 11 says. God has allowed Gentile people, people with Gentile backgrounds, to come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior for the purpose of provoking our Jewish friends to want to know Jesus Christ as well. And what Steve has just suggested you might do would, of course, go a long way in making that happen. Steve, always a joy to talk to you, and I will be calling in the next couple of weeks. We have a couple of other holy days to cover with you, and we're so grateful for your being available to us on these special days. And let me say, Steve, Shana Tova to you.
Thank you, Jimmy.